Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Re-domiciliation Scheme meeting of Boart Longyear. All participants are in a listen-only mode. To register for a question via the phones, please press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Jason Ireland, Chair of the meeting. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning all, and welcome to the Re-domiciliation Scheme meeting of Boart Longyear Limited. I apologize for the delay in the commencement of this meeting, which was due to start at 10:30. The delay resulted in the EGM, which was just immediately preceding this meeting, having run a few minutes over time. This meeting has been convened by Boart Longyear Limited by order of the Supreme Court of New South Wales to give shareholders the opportunity to consider and vote on a proposed scheme of arrangement between Boart Longyear Limited and its shareholders to effect the re-domiciliation of the company to Canada. I am Jason Ireland, a non-executive board member of Boart Longyear, and I'm based in Sydney, Australia. I have been appointed chairperson of this meeting by the Supreme Court of New South Wales, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the meeting. In view of the current COVID-19 restrictions in place in New South Wales and as announced by the company to the ASX on Friday, 27 August 2021, the re-domiciliation scheme meeting will be conducted as a virtual meeting only. The other Boart Longyear board members who are present at this meeting today are Mr. Geoffrey Olsen, President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Kevin MacArthur, Non-Executive Chairman, and the following non-executive directors: Ty Burt, James Kern, Reuben McDougall, Robert Smith and Connor Toshlin. The company's Chief Legal Officer, General Counsel and Corporate Secretary, Ms. Nora Pincus, is also present, along with other members of the company's management team. Representatives are also present from our legal advisors, Ashurst, and our share registry, Link Market Services, who are overseeing the registration process and also responsible for recording all voting with respect to the meeting. On 29 July 2021, Boart Longyear Limited released the re-domiciliation scheme explanatory memorandum and notice of meeting for today's re-domiciliation scheme meeting, together with a virtual meeting online guide with details of how shareholders can participate in today's meeting, which also included instructions on voting and asking questions. Notice of meeting, re-domiciliation scheme explanatory memorandum, and the virtual meeting online guide can be viewed on both the Boart Longyear Limited website and the ASX website. If you are a shareholder or a proxy, attorney or corporate representative of a shareholder, and you would like to vote at this meeting, please ensure that you have registered to vote by clicking on the Get a Voting Card button at the bottom of your screen. Shareholders or their proxies, attorneys or corporate representatives can also submit questions at any time. If you would like to ask a question online, please use the Ask Question button at the bottom or top of your screen. Please note that while you can submit questions from now, I will not address them until the relevant time in the meeting. Please also note that your questions may be moderated or, if we receive multiple questions on one topic, they may be amalgamated together. Persons who have obtained a PIN from the share registry will also be permitted to ask questions by telephone during the questions part of the meeting. If you don't have a phone PIN and you would like to ask a question via phone, please contact Link on 1-800-990-363 now to get your PIN. When you dial in online, you'll be asked to mute your online sound and listen to the meeting by phone. If you wish to ask a question, you'll need to dial *1 on your keyboard, on your keypad, to indicate to the moderator you wish to ask a question. The teleconference moderator will require your name and will introduce you, prompting you to ask your question by unmuting your line at the relevant time. In order to ensure that all state shareholders have a reasonable opportunity to comment and ask questions, I request that shareholders limit their comments to 1 minute and do not ask more than two questions at a time. If you experience any technical difficulties during this meeting, please refer to the virtual meeting online guide, which you can download from the virtual meeting platform. As I said earlier, it is also available on the Boart Longyear Limited website. Please note that if you close your browser, your session will end and you will need to re-register. When you re-register, you will be asked to click on Lost Connection, and you will be emailed a new URL to join the meeting. If we experience any technical difficulties this end, a short recess or adjournment may be required, depending on the number of shareholders being affected. If this occurs, I shall advise you all accordingly. It is now well past 10:30 a.m. It's 10:45, and I am informed that the necessary quorum is present. I therefore declare this meeting open. I also declare the poll on the resolution of the meeting is now open. So you may now submit your vote on the resolution at any time during this meeting. The purpose of this meeting is for Boart Longyear Limited shareholders to consider and, if thought fit, approve the proposed transfer of the company's domicile from Australia to Canada by way of a scheme of arrangement between the company and its shareholders. I will refer to this as the re-domiciliation scheme. Further information about the proposed re-domiciliation scheme is contained in the re-domiciliation scheme explanatory memorandum. That memorandum was released to the ASX on 29 July 2021, and Boart Longyear Limited shareholders were also sent an email or a letter on 5 August 2021 with details of the web address where they could view and download a copy of the re-domiciliation scheme explanatory memorandum. If the re-domiciliation scheme is approved by the requisite majorities of the company shareholders and the court, and the other conditions precedent to the re-domiciliation scheme are satisfied or waived, all shares in Boart Longyear Limited will be transferred to Boart Longyear Group Limited, a new holding company incorporated in Ontario, Canada. Boart Longyear Limited will then become a wholly owned subsidiary of Boart Longyear Group Limited. In consideration for this, shareholders, other than ineligible foreign shareholders, will receive a CHESS depository interest, representing a beneficial interest in a Boart Longyear Group Limited share, which I'll now refer to as New BLY Parent CDI. In exchange for each share in Boart Longyear Limited, they'll receive that beneficial interest in exchange for each share they currently hold in Boart Longyear Limited and held by them at 7 p.m. Sydney time on the record date for the re-domiciliation scheme. That BLY Parent CDI will be listed on the ASX. There is no option under the scheme of arrangement for shareholders to elect to receive cash instead of new BLY parent CDIs. However, once new BLY parent CDIs have commenced trading on the ASX, those CDIs will be able to be bought and sold in the same ways as shares are traded on the ASX. Ineligible foreign shareholders will not receive new BLY parent CDIs, and instead, the new BLY parent CDIs that would otherwise have been issued to the ineligible foreign shareholders will be sold by a nominee appointed by the company, and those shareholders will receive the net proceeds from the sale of those new BLY parent CDIs. The company's board of directors unanimously recommend the shareholders vote in favour of the re-domiciliation scheme. Each director has submitted proxies to vote their shares in favour of the re-domiciliation scheme. The re-domiciliation scheme explanatory memorandum includes an independent expert's report prepared by KPMG Financial Advisory Services Australia Proprietary Limited in relation to that re-domiciliation. The independent expert has concluded that the re-domiciliation is in the best interest of shareholders. Now I'll talk a little bit about the voting procedure for the meeting. Voting on the re-domiciliation scheme resolution will be conducted via a poll. The poll will be conducted by our share registry, Link Market Services. Shareholders, as well as their proxies, attorneys or corporate representatives who are attending the meeting, can vote on the re-domiciliation scheme resolution at any time during the meeting. If there is a shareholder or proxy, attorney or corporate representative of a shareholder who is attending the meeting who would like to vote but is not registered to vote, please click on the Get a Voting Card button at the bottom of your screen now to register to vote. As outlined in the virtual meeting online guide, to submit a full vote on a resolution, ensure you are in the Full Vote tab. Please vote by clicking on the For, Against or Abstain voting button. To submit a partial vote on a resolution, ensure you are in the Partial Vote tab. You can enter the number of shares you wish to submit. The total number of votes that you are entitled to vote will be listed under each resolution. When you enter the number of votes, it will automatically tally how many votes you have left. If you are submitting a partial vote and do not use all of your entitled votes, the unvoted portion will be submitted as no instruction and therefore will not be counted. Once you have finished voting on the resolution, scroll down to the bottom of the box and click on the Submit Vote or Submit Partial Vote button. You can edit your voting card at any point while voting is open by clicking on Edit Voting Card. This will reopen the voting card with any previous votes made. Once voting has been closed, submitted voting cards cannot be changed. Online voting will end 5 minutes after the close of this meeting. We'll now move to the formal business of the meeting, voting on the resolution. The notice of re-domiciliation scheme meeting is set out in Appendix F to the re-domiciliation scheme explanatory memorandum, which has been provided to shareholders prior to this meeting. We'll now display the resolution on the screen for all attendees. Remind everybody that only persons who are registered holders of shares as at 7 p.m. on Monday, 6 September 2021, or their proxies, attorneys or corporate representatives are entitled to vote on the re-domiciliation scheme resolution. In order for the re-domiciliation scheme resolution to be approved, unless the court orders otherwise, more than 50% of the company's shareholders in number who vote on the resolution must vote in favour of the resolution. At least 75% of the votes cast on the re-domiciliation scheme must be cast in favour of the resolution. As chairman, I'll be voting all proxies which are expressed to be at the chairman's discretion in favour of the re-domiciliation scheme resolution. Each director has submitted proxies to vote their shares in favour of the re-domiciliation scheme. So we have had proxy votes submitted prior to the cutoff, so we'll now display those votes for the resolution on the screen. Now, time in the meeting to ask questions. As I said before, I'll endeavour to answer all relevant questions from shareholders, but please note that not all questions will be guaranteed to be answered. Okay, so let's see if anybody has any questions in relation to the re-domiciliation scheme resolution. Reminding everybody that only shareholders, their proxies, attorneys or corporate representatives are entitled to ask a question. If you have any questions, please use the Ask a Question button at the bottom of your screen. Any who has received a PIN from Link may also now ask questions by telephone. I'll address the questions by telephone first. Operator, do we have any questions by telephone?
Thank you. There are no questions from phone participants at this time.
Thank you. I don't think we received any questions prior to the meeting, but have we received any questions during the meeting, Phil?
Chairman, there have been no questions submitted online in relation to the resolution before this meeting.
Okay. Okay, I'll just pause to allow anybody else to answer any to ask any questions they may have. Okay, well, we will now proceed to the finalisation of the voting on the resolution. I will now put the redomiciliation scheme resolution to a vote. If you have not already submitted your vote online, please do so now. I will allow 5 minutes for shareholders to submit their votes before I close the meeting. And that 5 minutes can start now. Okay, everybody, so we now have 2 minutes left before we close the meeting. So can shareholders please ensure that you have submitted your vote? We'll allow 2 more minutes from now. Okay, that is the 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the formal business of the meeting. Online voting will end 5 minutes after the close of this meeting. Following the close of the online voting, Link Market Services will complete their counting and of the votes and will report to me. The results of this poll will be released to the ASX and the company's website as soon as practicable following this meeting. Thank you all very much for attending this meeting. I declare the re-domiciliation scheme meeting closed at 11 precisely. Thank you all.